Welcome to the Elevate Podcast, brought to you by the Registered Master Builders. Each week we explore the ideas and practices that help us get the best from our businesses, our teams, and ourselves. I'm your host, Ryan Castle. We talk to experts, advocates, and business owners in the construction industry to share their knowledge, insights, and experiences to help you build a better business and enjoy a better life. Now let the business building begin. Hey Jess, welcome along to the Master Builders Elevate podcast. So excited to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And look, we're so delighted to have you, Jess. You're a trailblazer in the building field, becoming the first female to reach the finals of the Apprentice of the Year. So first and foremost, congratulations on that achievement.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. Pretty happy with how it went.
Yeah, amazing. So look, keen to dig into a bit of your journey and how you've become involved in building and this journey through to being in Apprentice of the Year. Can you take us right back? When was your first thought about maybe entering the construction trade?
I never thought about it during high school, but then after school, I was taking a gap year and I was just helping my dad out with bits and bobs, and he's in the handyman sort of game. And I was only supposed to do that for 3 months, and then COVID happened, and then I was sort of just left doing that, not really sure what I was doing, but I stayed there helping him out, decided I really liked it, and then was also skiing as a ski instructor at Mount Rapehu at the same time, and decided that I wanted to move to Tomaranui because it would be close to Mount Rapehu. So I reached out to a builder there who would take me on as an apprentice, which was cool, and then moved to Tomaranui at the start of 2021 and started my apprenticeship then.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, lockdown was a bit of a compelling event, understand.
Yeah.
And what was it about being involved in, you know, the handyman construction on the tool, so to speak? What was it that appealed to you?
I like the idea mainly of just being able to do things for yourself. Like if you do a trade, then you can control what work you want to do to a certain extent. You can go out and do this sort of building or that sort of building. And I don't know, you're just able to build your own house at the end of the day, have a real good understanding of it. Like obviously you're not going to be able to do the plumbing or the electrical or all the sub-trades, but you have a fair like understanding of the whole thing. I think that's pretty cool. I think like doing a trade gives you lots of independence. You're not stuck in the, 9 to 5 quite so much, I find.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And what did your friends say when you said, hey, I'm going to go and do a construction apprenticeship?
To be honest, they weren't really surprised because I'd always helped out during my holidays when I was at school, doing like labouring and helping my dad. So they were, they just thought it was expected, I guess.
That's great. And let's do a shout out. What was the name of the construction firm that took you on as an apprentice in Tomaranui?
So the company's called Sloan Allen Builders and it's run by Sloan Allen, if that makes sense. Yeah, so there was just three of us, Sloan, a colleague and me. So it was a really good environment to learn things. And he's won a lot of the Master Builders Awards in the past. So he's pretty detailed and methodical in all his processes. And yeah, he's a really good teacher and I've learned like a lot from that, which was awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
And was it Sloan that encouraged you to enter Apprentice of the Year?
Yeah, well, we'd always talked about it because it comes up on Facebook every year or Instagram or something or on the radio. And he would always ask me, are you entering this yet? I can't. I haven't done enough time. And then this year, I thought I hadn't done enough time. So I was like, no, I'm not entering. And then we looked at the details and the day I started my apprenticeship was a day inside the cutoff day. So then, I could enter this year. Oh, last year, sorry. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, it was sort of always something that we were going to do.
Great. And what was it that appealed to you about being involved? Do you have a competitive spirit? You wanted to do that? Were you thinking about, hey, this is a good way for me to be a bit of a trailblazer for females in our industries? What made you think about entering?
Well, I thought it always looked like a cool experience. And Yes, I am a very competitive person, so I thought it would be awesome to see how you stack up against other apprentices, because you're in your company and there's one, well, personally, it was just me as one apprentice. I had a few friends in the same town that were apprentices, but you just don't know because you're not working with them and you don't know how they operate. So I wanted to see how other apprentices, where they were as well. But then also just the whole experience and getting involved just looked cool. And also all the media advertising that Master Builders have make it look like a really awesome event, and it sure was.
Okay. What was awesome about it for you?
I really like getting involved with the other apprentices and just finding out where they're at, because it's not often that you get so many people all at the same stage in the same room and just be able to chat. Hey, oh, wow, we braced the frames like this the other day, and oh, we did this like that. And just to be around that is cool. Yeah.
Awesome. And what was the toughest part of the challenge for you, the competition?
I think the toughest part was probably the practical, especially in the regional one. I wasn't expecting to be, like, they give you 2 hours, but I wasn't expecting to be under so much time pressure. I put myself under so much time pressure anyway. I just felt quite anxious the whole time. And, like, well, I didn't end up finishing my project, but, yeah, it's definitely different to work. At work, there is time pressure, but the time pressure is in days or weeks, and you have more time to get it done, whereas it's crammed into 2 hours. It's just good. But,
awesome. Yeah. And how was the support from the other apprentices and the people involved in the competition? You know, we're obviously encouraging more females to enter our industry. How did you feel supported in that environment?
Yeah, I felt plenty of support. I think that at the moment, for women, there is so much support out there, so...
Did you show the boys a thing or two?
I guess.
You made it through to the finals.
The whole, woman thing, I just feel like I'm just here to do my job, and at the end of the day, that's it.
Yeah. And look, I think that's a great attitude, but it's also to acknowledge that you're a role model, right? So now in the media, other females are looking at entering the industry, see you as an icon. So congratulations for stepping up, even if you maybe didn't realize you were being a trailblazer for more people into the industry. It's fantastic what you've done.
So it's achievable.
So what advice would you give to other apprentices, regardless of gender, and who might be thinking about entering the competition?
I was thinking that definitely take your time on the written submission, because I think at the regional level, it does take up quite a big chunk of your score or how well you do. I don't know. And just spend your time on that, because you're going to be talking about it and referencing it all the time. So make sure you do a quality job on your portfolio that you do about one of your projects you've been working on. And other than that, they said that you're judged all the time. At the regional, I swept up at the end. And then they mentioned that in the interview. So, yeah, just the little things like that. You're judged all the time. And make sure you know that written portfolio really well, because, like I say, you're referencing it all the time when it comes to the interview and further on.
Excellent.
Don't overthink it, because you've done all the hard work doing the practical stuff. You should be able to just get there and think of it as just another job with a little bit more time pressure.
And when you, in your role as an apprentice builder, so not the competition, but on site, is there a particular aspect of a building that you enjoy a lot?
I like seeing the progress. Just, I think most people say that the visual progress days are awesome. Like getting the frames up, that's really cool. It happens so quickly. Or you wrap a house, happens so quickly. Or jibbing, or not that we jib all the time, but when you do get into some jib, it's like a lot of visual progress. Yeah. But then other than that, I think when you're faced with a challenge, like how to work out some little details that the architects put in there, yeah, I think that's also, it's hard, because at the time you're like, how am I going to do this? And then when you get to the end and you've done it, you just, I don't know, you feel happy with yourself. That looks good.
Sure.
And,
yeah.
utilizing those problem solving skills and getting it and getting it done. And and look, totally appreciate the visual progress. It's certainly one of the, as a weekend warrior, I guess, myself on a few building projects, is something that I really enjoy, because I don't often see that in my core work. The visual progress is so cool, and little building projects, it's really fun. And Jess, I know you're involved in a bunch of different things. You mentioned you're a ski instructor. I understand you do jiu-jitsu and you've done firefighting. How do you balance all these things around your world?
I would say it's not a lot of balance. It's just busyness. Yeah, I don't know. I just like to be busy.
And do you feel like some of those other activities like the skiing and jiu-jitsu, et cetera, do you think they complement you as a builder, like with your skills that you can utilize in your building?
I think for the strength side of things, they definitely complement it, because without being active to a certain extent, I think I would have struggled doing the building physically. But yes and no, they definitely help with the balancing work and then having time to just unwind, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
As a mental health thing, just to have it like consistently show up, and then you see improvements in yourself over time.
Nice. And have you had to put anyone in a chokehold on site?
We sometimes have a little play around, but nothing is too deadly.
That's good to hear. Yeah. We don't want anyone picking up the nail gun in response. No. That's cool. And Jess, I know you've talked about previously the desire to build your own house and maybe get into renovating villas. Is that still something that's on your list?
Well, yeah, I definitely want to build my own house at some point. When that is, I'm not too sure, but hopefully soon. And yeah, the renovating a villa thing, that's more of just like a dream project, not something I want to do as a day-to-day. But yeah, I'd love to be able to either build a villa-looking house or renovate one day. But yeah, that's a long way away. Yeah, otherwise I would like to start my own thing. Like, in the, we have 5-year, 10-year plans, where like, I don't know, in 5 years or so, I think that would be awesome to be out on my own, doing my own thing.
But, establish your own construction business and grow that.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's probably one of the best ways forward in the industry. So, yeah.
Yeah, and can you tell us a bit about one of the projects you're working on at the moment?
We've done a duplex house at the moment, and just finished 4 weeks of bamboo cladding, the bamboo product on, and it was all hidden fixing. It was a pretty new product that most people only use it for decking. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. A big visual progress, I guess you could say. Yeah, they've been pretty big projects. I've only been there for 3 months of it, so haven't seen the whole thing from start to finish. But, yeah, definitely helped out with a lot of the claddings and finishings inside and whatnot.
And do you feel like your result in Apprentice of the Year was something useful for you to talk about as you were seeking a job in Wanaka that you'd move to?
Oh, for sure. It definitely helps. It gives the employer sort of less unknown. They know that, at least they're somewhat decent, or someone's lost something in them. You're definitely not just a black sheep. They don't know anything about you. But yeah, I think a big part of, for employers, it's quite hard. They don't know what sort of skills someone has and what someone's capable of. So to have that behind you definitely shows that you are somewhat capable and you do have a good idea about what's going on in the industry and whatnot, especially because it's, I guess, accredited by the master builders and all that's behind it too, which looks awesome.
Hey, Jess, absolutely fantastic. Thank you for sharing some of those insights with us, and congratulations on what you've achieved in your construction career so far. And I'm sure the Master Builders team will look forward to tracking your progress, and we look forward to, in not too long time, there being your own construction company happening, and you'll be out there doing some awesome builds for people. So thanks for joining us on the podcast today, and it's been a real pleasure.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure too.